Penguin Random House Audio presents The Ambassador's Wife by Jennifer Style. Read for you by Orla Cassidy and Ewan Morton. September 17th, 2010. As she curls herself around the wasted body of a stranger's child, cupping the tiny head in her hand, the remembered glow of a painting emerges unbidden from the gloom of Miranda's mind. A woman sleeps in a boat, reclined in her husband's arms and draped alongside the body of her sleeping child, bathed in a benediction of pale light. Around them are dark water and a darker shore. The woman's body is limp, trusting, abandoned to its fate. Opposite the slumbering family, Fortune plies the oars with the assistance of a hopeful Cupid. Something about the image, the family's relinquishing of control over their destiny, fills Miranda with terror. They drift, serenely dreaming, into darkness. Wake, she wants to cry to them. Wake up and take an oar. Fortune and Cupid are unreliable guides. As the baby tugs at her breast, Miranda gazes down at her with dull eyes, trying to remember the name of the painting. What was it? The child whimpers. As the nipple slips away from her mouth, she is too weak to suck for long. The Dream of Happiness. That was it. Constance Mayer's Dream of Happiness. She who had known so little of it in her own life. When Miranda thinks back on her brief life with Cressida and Finn, this is the image that keeps returning to her. A moment of bliss.